Thank you, thank you. That's the lead of an email we just got a minute ago from South Carolina, from a pro-lifer down there who's following the campaigns. The Republican primary is coming up on Saturday. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. So Lisa Duke of Greer, South Carolina, she writes, thank you, thank you, thank you, American Right to Life. They've shared this email, sent it on to me so I could share it with you. I am so sick of Romney's flip-flopping, especially on the life of our precious unborn. Wow. And she said, thank you so much for your ad. That's pretty cool, right? She probably saw it on TV, and it's a great ad if you haven't seen it. ARTLAction.com, American Right to Life initials, ARTLAction.com. Here's an email. Let's see, that's from South Carolina, right? Where is this from? This is from the life of the party in Washington State. Now, yesterday we heard from another group in Washington State. They're called the Reagan Wing. Pro-life activists, they love what American Right to Life is doing, and they've got the latest press release on their website. Well, this is from Life of the Party, a pro-life blogger, Republican activist in Washington State, and her name is Michelle McIntyre, and she contacted American Right to Life after the first ad and was sent the DVD, Focus on the Strategy, because that's what they've been doing. When someone is a leader, an author, a writer, has some kind of sphere of influence, a pastor who's excited about what they hear, then American Right to Life sends them out, Focus on the Strategy, to DVD. And so this is a brief email from Michelle McIntyre to American Right to Life. Thanks, American Right to Life, for running the ads against Mitt Romney. And by the way, thank you for the DVD, Focus on the Strategy. I watched it, and I am in total support of what American Right to Life is doing. May God bless you, Michelle McIntyre. That is just too cool, too exciting. I'd like to tell you about some of the other websites that are posting the latest press release from American Right to Life exposing Romney. But first, let's take a call. Let's go to Denver. Ed, welcome to Bob Inyart Live.
Hey, Bob.
Yes.
Fred Thompson's been picking up on your ads. He had a press conference in South Carolina yesterday. They were talking about how Romney's health plan did the $50 abortions.
That's right. In Massachusetts, RomneyCare, yep.
And they made the point that state law only requires medically necessary abortions be paid for, and yet the Romney plan that he pushed for paid for all of them.
Paid for elective abortions with a $50 copay, tax-funded abortions that Mitt Romney signed into law in April of 2006. Now, that's a long time ago, right, Ed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, April of 2006. He says he's been personally pro-life forever, and the whole time as governor, he came down on the side of life with every bit of legislation that came across his desk. And then, even though he was always pro-life, he says he had a pro-life conversion in November of 2004. So I don't know how you have a pro-life conversion when you're already pro-life. But, and so this was 2 years after that, a year and a half after that, he's signing to pay for abortions with tax dollars.
And only about a year ago. A year or two.
Yeah, and so, and here's Fred. So Fred Thompson has picked up on this idea that Romney is lying, and this is in our press release that went all over the country, that Mitt Romney is lying when he says, oh, I had to, it was a court ruling. Yeah, very good. Thank you so much, Ed.
Thanks, Bob.
I didn't see that. Thanks for reporting it. Appreciate that. So as pro-life leaders around the country are finding out about American Right to Life, boy, do they get excited. We sent them a DVD, Focus on the Strategy, too, and that's, I mean, that is a powerhouse. And then I'm just so excited about everything going on. This Saturday, do you know that Keith Mason is going to be at the Capitol this Saturday? He's the statewide grassroots coordinator for the personhood petition for getting signatures. And he's going to be there along with Christy Burton. She's the sponsor of the measure. And if you have been getting signatures on a petition, you could go to the March for Life, Colorado Right to Life March, Saturday at 1:30, and there will be a notary there so you could turn in your petitions. And even if you only have 10 or 15, 20 names on a petition, it'll be good to turn it in so they could count those names and get another one and keep going. And if you don't have a petition, you want to pick one up, that's a good time to be there. And you know who else will be there? Will Duffy. I can't wait to see Will at the Capitol. I saw him earlier today. But at the Capitol, he's going to speak for just a few minutes and tell us about the latest with the Whites Company. They are the general contractors building the abortion superstore in Denver for Planned Parenthood. So he'll tell us about that, the Collaborators Project. In fact, I have the letter he FedExed to Whites executives yesterday. He FedExed this to executives all around the country. So maybe I could read some of that to you. I'd like to do that. And then there's a very misleading story out that pro-lifers are celebrating that the number of abortions are down. The number of surgical abortions are down. And, you know, how about the number of chemical abortions has been skyrocketing? You can't count them, but you can tell demographically that they have been skyrocketing. So we could talk through that, and we need to get abortions down, legal abortions down to zero. But for example, I'll give you one example, and we're going to post this information on the internet soon. But the pro-lifers, National Right to Life, says, see, our strategy is working because the number of abortions are down. Yeah, well, pregnancies are down, too. For example, National Right to Life was promoting this Heritage Foundation report at their annual convention in Kansas City. We know we were there. And we had our hospitality suite, 40 floors above them at the top of the Hyatt. And they had a Dr. Michael New presenting. He authored a report published by the Heritage Foundation saying that, well, for example, during the 1990s, abortions went down among teens. And that's because of all the regulations passed by National Right to Life around the country regarding teen abortions. And so Dr. New came up to our hospitality suite on two occasions. And we talked at length, and we gave him the rebuttal to his claim and his argument. And so far, he hasn't challenged this. But for example, pregnancies have been down. According to the Centers for Disease Control, over the last 15 years or so, pregnancies among teenagers have plummeted over 30%. 30%. Do you think that'll have an effect on the abortion rate? Of course it would. And mothers and schools are helping kids, young girls, get birth control pills, popping them like candy. Just ask somebody who manages a Dairy Queen. Because the girls go there after school and they talk. And so, yeah, girls by the millions are taking birth control pills. And now we have an explosion of Plan B the morning after emergency contraception, which in Massachusetts you could get it for free or subsidized thanks to Mitt Romney, who's a pro-abort. So, yeah, in Colorado, during the years that National Right to Life was bragging that their regulations saw abortions reduced significantly around the country, during those years, Colorado passed no child-killing regulations whatsoever from like 1990 to 2000, and the number of abortions, according to the Colorado State Health Department, fell from 12,600 to 4,200. How's that? A two-thirds drop in abortions, and we didn't pass any of those laws. And if we had passed any of those child-killing regulations in those years, Dr. Michael New, the Heritage Foundation, and National Right to Life, and James Bopp, and Jay Sekulow, they would be saying, this is why abortions fell in Colorado. So, you know, it's sad when you take statistics and twist them to defend an immoral strategy that is also backfiring. Because child killing regulations have created a crisis in the federal judiciary where there are now all of our judges, Republican, conservative, strict constructionist, supposedly pro-life justices, they all believe that the child does not have a right to life and that the government has the right to regulate how and when you could kill the child, even if for any reason. So that's the crisis that National Right to Life has created among our federal judiciary. So please come out Saturday, January 19th. If you missed Julie Makema, how fabulous was she yesterday on this program? She's the keynote speaker. Every life worthy of protection, no exceptions, just great. It's going to be a great time. And then, by the way, when the march is over, you might want to go with Will Duffy to one of the protests against the executives building the abortion superstore here in Colorado. In fact, Will wrote a letter that he FedExed to White's executives. I'd like to read that. Can I read that quickly? Can I do that? Is it legal? Could we leak this? I guess so. It's been FedExed to the White's executives, right? They got them? Okay, here goes. Dear Bill Hornaday, that's the one copy I have. He's the president of the Rocky Mountain region of the White's company. They're $1 billion a year construction firm. Dear Bill Hornaday, here's what's coming next upon White's as of February 1st, 2008. Permanent status. The Collaborators Project has determined that the White's company will obtain permanent collaborator status on January 31st, 2008. I have committed my life. This is signed by Will Duffy, founder, Collaborators Project. I have committed my life to recruiting people, initially in Colorado, but then in Des Moines, Iowa, and elsewhere. That's where their corporate headquarters is. To protest the homes of White's officials, both current and future executives, and to protest select subcontractors and high-dollar building sites, and to be at your homes as allowed by law through the year. We will especially protest on every major holiday, and we will continue for as many years as Planned Parenthood kills children in the facility you are preparing. Is the money you make on this deal, or the damage to your pride if you pull out, a worthwhile price to pay for the next 20 years of targeted abortion protests? January 31st, 2008. We will not allow whites to mostly complete the project and then make a pretend gesture of quitting the job in hopes of manipulating the protesters into quitting. We expect that whites and Planned Parenthood exaggerated to the media the length of the project, so that even if we succeed in slowing down the construction by a couple months, they can still claim to have finished on time. Therefore, we have determined that whites will have crossed the line of no return by February 1st, 2008. Unless you pull out and stop all work on this child-killing facility by January 31st, we will designate whites with permanent collaborator status. Wow. 50,000 arrests. That's the next section. My inspiration comes from those who have spent decades of their lives to stop an injustice. In 1989, when I was six, a handful of Colorado pro-lifers met outside Denver's main abortion mill and determined to launch a five-day-a-week protest there for as many years as Planned Parenthood is there killing kids. And they have missed less than 10 days in almost 20 years. My inspiration comes from the medical students who refused to become abortionists because of the decades of relentless abortion home protests. My inspiration comes from all those who invested their lives to correct injustice, from Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad, from world-renowned hero William Wilberforce for decades of relentless effort to stop slavery, from the 50,000 Christians arrested at abortion clinics nationwide in the 1990s for their nonviolent civil disobedience, and from hope that the next generation of pro-lifers will catch the vision of the Collaborators Project and not permit child killing with tranquility. Man, this is going to be tough for whites. They're going to be the cornerstone, the centerpiece of a nationwide Collaborators Project, so that when pro-lifers somewhere in some small town in Tennessee, maybe Asheville, North Carolina, they find some small subcontractor and they think, well, we can only do a couple protests at the guy's home and then he's done and he's out of there. But this is part of the whole whites thing. So this is part of the effort against all collaborators, and it centers on a $1 billion whites corporation that actually built a child killing center. Boy, you can't top that. That's pretty good positioning for the Collaborators Project to have a cornerstone like that, a target like whites. And so then this letter, Will Duffy's letter to the whites executives, ends with a section of questions. And so here are the questions to whites. What will you tell the future executives who interview about the quality of life working for whites? Right? What will you tell future executives whom you interview about the quality of life working for whites? What are you going to tell them? Oh, and on Christmas morning, guess who will be at your home? Guess who's coming to dinner? Will and friends. Questions. You have no advertising banners at your abortion work site, but will you and your subs advertise at future sites? What are they going to do? They don't want people to know who their subs are because they don't want them protested. When prime customers request bids on their biggest contracts, what will you offer them to offset the abortion protest that you will bring to their job site and to their sales offices? Right? Whites, focus, they specialize in condos and these expensive high-end condo sites. So they're working on a site for a year, and the sales office is trying to sell the units, and there are abortion protesters outside the sales office. You know, not at their low-end customers, just at their, you know, their $80 million projects, $120 million projects. There's a few more questions here to the whites executives in this letter that Will Duffy FedExed to them around the country. Have you done market analysis to determine if high-end customers for condos, retirement communities, business facilities, and golf courses will be as eager to buy and lease properties that come with targeted abortion protests? I mean, I wonder if they analyze that. Have you done the risk management analysis in-house, or have you hired a consultant to assess our ability to fulfill the long-term commitment of designating whites with permanent collaborator status and its impact? Have you considered the loss of value to whites stockholders and potential lawsuits for reckless disregard of virtually certain negative impact on the whites' name and future business? Have you considered the audio recordings that we have made of every phone call and every meeting and the paper trail of every letter and email that we will provide to any such plaintiff? Huh, that's a good one. If some of the shareholders in whites, if they're unaware of all this because they live in another state, and they find out that the whites company has been hurt, you know, significantly, and that their stock, it's worth 60% of what it had been worth, and they say, you did what? You built an abortion clinic? What are you, blithering idiots? The most controversial, contentious issue in the country, and you identified the whites' name with child killing for the next 30 years, and you brought on this misery on our business knowingly? So if there's a lawsuit, the point is, hey, we'll help them. We'll help the plaintiffs. By the year 2010, as whites realizes what permanent collaborator status means, will full disclosure laws require you to notify your biggest prospects of the attendant abortion protest coming both during and after construction? Well, they have to notify when they go to bid a project. Well, they have to say, and by the way, you know that wherever we go, abortion protests follow. And so in the next 2 years, when you're trying to sell or lease these units, there will be abortion protest at your sales office. In which industry publications will you present your case that the White's company brings more than just abortion protests to their customers? Right? Where are they going to take out those ads? And say, look, when you hire White's, you don't only get abortion protesters. We also actually do the job. They're going to have to take out those ads. So Will Duffy ends the letter, pride comes before a fall. Humility brings peace. You decide. You decide, 2008. The deadline is January 31st, 2008 for the White's company. And after that point, they'll be designated permanent collaborator status. And so that's another reason to come on out to the march Saturday, 1:30 at the Capitol, because Will Duffy will give an update on how the collaborators project is going. And, oh, by the way, he signs this will and phone number and Collaborators Project and will@collaboratorsproject.com. So they can get in touch with him. That's cool. And the whitescompany.com. So you can come to the March for Life on Saturday, and then Will will give an update. And after the march, there will be maps, and you could decide if you'd like to go to one of these abortion executives' homes. And that might be a really good protest. I mean, it'll be hard to decide. There'll be so many neat things to do, and how do you decide? I think I'll go to one of these protests. Some other people will go with Cal Zastro and Keith Mason and Christy Burton and get signatures on petitions after the march. Some other people will go to the Colorado Right to Life headquarters, their new office, which is a half block from the Capitol. So some other people who are there for the march will go to the new office to see where it is and to meet Donna Ballantyne, the office manager. And it's in a neat historic building, 100 years old. It's a building where legislators used to, when they'd come in on horseback to serve their term, they would rent little apartments. Each room had a fireplace and a sink. And so those are now for rent as offices, and that's where Colorado Right to Life's office is. Let's go to the phones in Arvada, Colorado. Connie, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, my son.
Oh,
this
is my mother, Connie. Hi, Mom.
Yes, hi. I haven't called in a long time, but, of course, I'm always there working. And
yeah. Now, are you mad at me for some reason?
No, I'm not, but I'm angry at when they say abortion is down. Just going to 20th and Vine today, the cars that went in, I was only there for 2 hours. It was pretty cold, but I give credit to the handful of people who go every day practically. And
Was Joe Scott there?
Joe Scott, of course, was there with her new ladder.
Yeah.
The abortion rate, that people should just go and in their town at their abortion clinic.
And they'll see all the kids being killed that very day. Now, as abortion numbers have been decreasing year after year, the surgical abortions, Planned Parenthood's abortions, surgical abortions, have been increasing. So they do more every year.
Yeah.
And there are reasons for that, because the industry is maturing, and now you have all these chemical abortions, ways to kill kids, and they're a dozen other reasons that we document. But very good point. Thanks,
but,
Mom.
Well, the thing is, we don't want to go to protest at White's, at their construction company, at their home.
No.
But they don't give us a choice.
Well, we do have a choice. All the Christians who don't do anything, they have a choice.
Yeah.
So we do have a choice, but if they do that, we will do this. We will do everything we can to make their lives miserable, no child killing with tranquility. Thanks,
well,
Mom.
Well, God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. If every Christian in America had a mother like my mom, child killing would have been finished off 15 years ago. Now, American Right to Life put out this press release, Right to Life leaders battle over Romney. National Right to Life and Bob Jones III versus American Right to Life. Now, Bob Jones, because he's in South Carolina, Bob Jones University in Greenville. American Right to Life Action President Steve Curtis is challenging the pro-life leadership of South Carolina's Bob Jones III and of National Right to Life for their support of pro-abortion Mitt Romney for president. Curtis is the former president of the Colorado Republican Party. The anti-Romney TV ads his new 527 group is running in early contest states like South Carolina have garnered media attention coverage, including being aired by ABC's World News Tonight and the Fox News Channel. The political group's website, ARTLAction.com, documents with links to mainstream media sources, audio and video clips of the candidate himself, Romney's aggressive and most recent pro-abortion record. And so listen to this. Mitt Romney claims on every piece of legislation, I came down on the side of life. That is a lie. This is the press release from American Right to Life. That is a lie. In April 2006, he signed the Massachusetts Health Care Reform Plan that pays for even elective abortions. Romney today falsely claims a 1981 court ruling about medically necessary abortions, there's no such thing, forced him to provide tax-funded elective abortion, showing he prioritizes socialized health care over protecting kids, even when that health care pays to kill those children. Romney gave a permanent seat on the Massachusetts Health Payment Policy Advisory Board to the nation's leading abortionist at Planned Parenthood. Romney signed the 2005 bill that promotes chemical abortions with Plan B. As governor, he appointed openly pro-abortion Democrat Matt Nestor to a district court. And disputing a ruling from his own state health department, Romney personally argued that pro-life hospitals must dispense abortifacients. Romney claims to have been personally pro-life for many years, but also claims a recent pro-life conversion on November 9, 2004, while talking to Harvard researcher Douglas Melton about embryonic stem cells. However, Mitt still openly supports killing the baby of a rapist and killing the tiniest of humans for research. Dr. Melton has even disputed Romney's account of their conversation. Pro-life Romney even attended a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood. In October 2005, Romney asked the federal government for a waiver for a major increase in funding for abortion counseling and for tax-funded abortifacients. During the years that Romney says he was personally pro-life, he aggressively claimed to be second to none in asserting abortion as a right. And he told NARAL, you need someone like me in Washington. You got to read the press release. It's at ARTLAction.com. Maranatha with a great school in Arvada. May God bless you.